This week, health officials in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, are reporting a big outbreak of hepatitis A. At least 340 people are infected. Officials are unsure of the source of the disease. At first, they thought it was spread by a Chi-Chi's restaurant employee who didn't wash his hands, but now they're looking at other possibilities. Joining us to talk about it is Richard McGarvey. He's a spokesman for the Pennsylvania Department of Health. Hello.
Thank you for having me on the show, Madeline.
Now, have you identified any more cases overnight? What's the total right now?
Not so far. We're still holding at 340 cases. Certainly, that is a large amount of cases. And hopefully, over the next few days, that number will start to not increase so much.
And you're still not sure how this began?
Yeah. Certainly, you know, we certainly traced it back to Chi-Chi's when this all started, back in the very beginning of November. So certainly it's something we have there, but we're trying to really identify as the source. What was the vehicle, if you will? What was the food item that everybody was eating that was causing them to get sick?
We've also heard reports that some people are sick in Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Is that related to this?
I'm certainly aware of some other cases. I'm from Ohio that's related, West Virginia, Florida, South Carolina. Those cases all appear to be related back to Chi-Chi's. In other words, individuals that ate at Chi-Chi's and then either traveled or went home back to those states.
Is there some sort of panic happening in Beaver County? How are people reacting?
I don't think there's any panic. I don't know if you're aware, but last week when this all started, we were concerned because we didn't have a source that many, many people could have been exposed. So we actually started up what we call an immunoglobulin clinic, and that's to give people a shot that can prevent them from developing hepatitis A.
And what are the symptoms of hepatitis A, and how hard is it to get, or how easy is it to get?
Well, hepatitis A, what you're looking at, it's called fecal-oral transmission. In other words, somehow fecal matter from somebody that has hepatitis A gets on their hands, they don't wash properly, and then they're able to pass it through some type of food item or very direct contact, in other words, getting the fecal matter into somebody else's mouth. So it can be easy to pass in that respect when it's in a food item and all these people being affected. So certainly that's been our concern from the start.
And what are the symptoms?
Symptoms you look at usually start out with a fever, then nausea, vomiting, some diarrhea can be included. And then you get into a jaundice color, a yellowish tint to the skin and to the eyes. Normally what we call a self-limiting disease, after a couple of weeks people recover from it and don't have any long-term effects.
So it's obviously not as serious as hepatitis B or C.
Correct. It's not, but also at the same time, you know, I want to emphasize, you know, we know that people can die from it. Under 1% of people that do develop hepatitis A can die from it. So it can be quite serious at times.
Do you know the person who possibly spread this?
Well, again, we don't. Certainly whenever we first started about a week ago, we were focusing on employees and hygiene, but really starting to move away from that. More concerned now about maybe it was some food item coming into the restaurant, something, you know, the lettuce, the tomato, the onions, the tacos, something like that, but haven't been able to pinpoint it yet.
Richard McGarvey is spokesman for the Pennsylvania Department of Health. Thank you.
Thank you.